Do you suck at money? Don't worry, you're not alone. That's why Matt and I created this podcast, How to Money.
That's right, Joel. Money can be intimidating, and we're all about changing that perception. We're two best friends making money conversations fun and interesting and helping people suck a whole lot less at this money thing.
So whether you want to save more, buy a home, or just gain a better perspective on a subject that affects all of us, listen and subscribe to our show on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for How to Money.
Just don't be a donkey, because right now you want some real donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Did she get Donkey of the Day? Please tell me.
I have become Donkey of the Day.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, June 12th goes to a 62-year-old grandma from Memphis named Lemoine Cheeks. By the way, that's an excellent porn name, Lemoine Cheeks. Drop one of Clues Bombs for that name, okay? Now, see, what I have noticed is the rest of the country is trying to catch up to the standard of crazy that the Bronx and all of Florida have set. I tell you all the time that the craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, and now it seems like the rest of the country is trying to raise the bar to the BX and the Sunshine State's level of crazy. Now, this story came across my random acts of racism radar because everyone was tweeting me saying, you have to give this racist white woman Donkey of the Day for how she was treating these young black kids. Now, you know I enjoy a random act of racism, so I went to look and see what had everybody up in arms. Now, I can't sit here and say without a shadow of a doubt that this is an act of racism, but I can say without a shadow of a doubt that it's an act of stupidity. And Donkey of the Day is all about giving people the credit they deserve for being stupid. See, Grandma Cheeks was out running errands with her grandkids, and that outing ended up going viral for this reason. Let's go to Fox 13 Memphis for the report, please.
A Memphis woman standing by the rear of her car there, holding the door of a dog kennel open as a child crawled out. That woman has been charged with child abuse and neglect.
Lemoine Cheeks didn't have much to say before or after she faced a judge at 201 Poplar Monday morning. A concerned citizen captured Cheeks with a cell phone, letting her grandchildren out of dog kennels in the back of her truck in Whitehaven Saturday. The 62-year-old grandmother was arrested the same day. According to the police affidavit, Cheeks' 8 and 7-year-old grandchildren told investigators their grandmother told them to get in the kennels. The police report explains the children told investigators they were in the kennels for at least a 30-minute drive. Investigators say the children told them they were hot in the kennels. The temperature reached 94 degrees Saturday. Man. Investigators say along with police, the Department of Child Services is also investigating the incident.
My goodness. Now,
what makes me sad about this video is that when I saw that little black girl climb out of that dog kennel, she didn't look fazed at all, okay? Not even a little bit, which lets me know she's used to it. This is not the first time her grandma has put her in the back of a dog kennel so she can go into town. That was a perfectly normal ride for that little girl, and that's what hurts my heart more than anything.
That's
because
crazy.
This young lady doesn't even know she deserves better because she's probably never experienced better. Now, what I want to know is if Grandma Cheeks actually has pets, where does she let them ride when she takes them into town? Okay? Is she treating the grandkids like pets? Okay? If she treats the grandkids like pets, does she treat the pets like grandkids? Is she baking cookies with her pets but teaching her grandkids how to sit? Is she taking her, you know, her pets to the library but teaching her grandkids how to fetch? Is she playing puzzles and games with her pets but teaching her grandkids tricks? Like, I need to know her thought process. Why does she think this is okay? Maybe, and I'm just throwing this out there, maybe grandma is a vegan or some kind of animal lover, and this is a sick way to teach her kids how to love and respect animals by showing them the conditions that animals live in. I don't know. I'm just trying to make sense of Grandma Cheeks crazy.
No,
now,
sense.
I was always told a grandmother thinks about her grandchildren day and night, even if they are not with her, and will love them in a way that they will never understand. Well, file this under loving your grandkids in a way that none of us will never understand. Okay? Please give Lemoine Cheeks the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Of the day,
what happened to the back seat?
It was in the back of the SUV, so I don't know.
Really?
Me don't know.
Disgusting.
Me don't know, man.
All right.
People are crazy.
Peace to the planet. Charlamagne the God here. And today's Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey and call my friend Michael if you've been hurt in a construction accident. 212-962-1020. That's 212-962-1020. Don't be a donkey. Reach out and touch Michael right now.